This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democrats are pushing back on Governor Jared Polis and any idea of commuting the sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Polis mused on social media about the prison sentence of Peters being unduly harsh. Congressman Jason Crow was among those to publicly chastise the comments.
I think it would be a big mistake to provide leniency to Tina Peters, who has shown herself not only intentionally violated the law, but a complete lack of contrition.
Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison for permitting unauthorized access to county voting equipment. Meanwhile, Colorado's congressional delegation is split in its reactions to the U.S. and Israel's attack on Iran over the weekend. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon reports.
Colorado Republicans praised the attack as necessary to stop Iran's nuclear program and protect U.S. national security. But Democrats say President Donald Trump illegally bypassed Congress and didn't have the authority to launch the strikes. Congressman Jason Crow called for congressional oversight in an interview with CNN.
That's the accountability mechanism to make sure that we don't have a president that'll get us into a quagmire without the consent of the American people.
Several members of Colorado's Democratic delegation, including Crow, want Congress to vote on a war powers resolution that would require congressional approval for long-term military action. President Trump says operations in Iran could last more than a month.
This is CPR News.